Hey, welcome to my basement, everybody. Actually, not in my basement. I'm in a restaurant in Vancouver that's called Simpatico, and I am with an old friend that I haven't seen in a long time. Kelly Benson is here. I thought since we were celebrating the launch of the classic episodes of EP and everybody is seeing you every week, we should reconnect and catch up and just have a chat. And first of all, how are you? How are you
doing? I am good. I am good, Victor. Thank you. This is exciting.
It's so surreal, good to see you. Right? Yeah, it's been way too long. We haven't seen each other in real life. We get busy.
Yeah.
We do different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kelly was in our first two seasons of Electric Playground. And I want to hear a little bit about your story on how you came into the show and what it was like from your perspective. I have my own ideas and my own perspective, how do you remember those early days of EP and meeting with me and the rest of the team and coming aboard?
Very exciting. Yeah. Really, really exciting. I was taking acting classes in the same building.
Right.
And you guys had the vacuum cleaner that I would borrow to clean up the acting room.
Okay.
And it was part of how I got a discount on my acting classes was because I was like a helper in the class. And so I would come by and borrow the vacuum cleaner. And every time I would come by, I'd be like, what are you guys doing? Because there was all these cool screens and video games going on. And then you would explain it to me. And then you guys were casting. And then I'm not sure who it was. Might have been John, maybe.
Yep.
Somebody said, you know, what about that girl who's always borrowing the vacuum cleaner? So then I was like, and I came in and did an audition and it worked out.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Well, I remember seeing you on a commercial that was running all the time. I was like
probably a Bell.
It was a phone commercial.
Yeah, it was the Bell commercial. Yeah.
You were on a train or something like that. I don't know if I'll be able to find any footage of that. But I saw it and I thought, man, she is a very good looking woman. And then I saw you just walking through the thing. I was like, that's the woman from the commercial. That's crazy. and somehow we just sort of connected and we did try you out a little bit. You got on in front of the camera. And one of the things that I really loved about your on-screen chemistry with people is you were fearless. You were ready to go up and talk with anybody.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was good. I still do that, but not with a camera. Yeah.
And in fact, you were recording interviews before your son was born, your first son was born.
Yes.
Interviewing people about the state of the world and what was coming up in the world. And you showed us some of that. And I was so impressed by your, you know, you weren't waiting for the world to discover you or find you. You were busy building things and creating things. And I just found that incredibly inspiring. And I thought, okay, this is someone that's going to have a lot of fun helping us make this up. Because we didn't have any experience making a TV show.
There was so many creative, interesting people working on that. And the people that we met.
Yeah.
And when we would travel to E3 and all the experiences. And we met a lot of musicians and like outer industries that tiered on to the game industry too. So it was really exciting.
Yeah, we went to the Much Music, or you guys, went.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Much Music.
I don't even know if I went. I don't think I went.
No, you weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were missed. You were missed. Trust me.
What was that experience like though, going to the Much Music, which is, you know, for our American friends, it's kind of like what MTV is in the States.
Yeah.
We had a music channel called Much Music, and you went to this big award show and met all kinds of famous Canadian musicians.
Yes, I do remember meeting the Bare Naked Ladies. Those guys were so much fun.
Yeah.
And really, really nice too. I kind of remember having an interview with the Tea Party, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I got along with the drummer for some reason. Anyways, but it's a bit hazy, but it was pretty.
It was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was I was pretty starstruck at the event, absolutely.
You always look totally composed, and you always look like you had tons of fun with everybody, and everybody was immediately charmed by you. And I remember taking you to E3 and seeing that firsthand.
That was so much fun.
All these game developers, there was nothing like EP.
Hi, this is Kelly Benson with the Electric Playground.
We're in Atlanta at the Electronic Entertainment Exposition.
We got into a bunch of parties we didn't have invites to because we just rolled in with the cameras and we were like, we were like, we're here. And the bouncers were just like, oh, I guess they know what they're doing.
You just got to look like you know what you're doing. And they let you in.
And there was one party, I think it was an IDOS party, where they were like, you can't come in. And then I walked up the hill and I just walked over the fence.
Yeah.
And then we just ended up in the party just by going over a fence.
Did we go through the kitchen or something like that?
Something like that. Yep. Yeah. We were just, I was like, we're going in, you know.
I have that footage too, which we used like 2 seconds of in the show. It was probably all that we could really show on TV.
We weren't invited.
But we shot in that party and we went to lots of crazy things.
Yeah.
And we'd just get away with it. That's the way it was. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission sometimes.
True. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. Did you have any security guard issues when you were out filming in the shopping mall or in the city streets or anything like that? Anybody try to stop you?
No. We did lots of Robson Street was our big street.
Yeah.
We did streeters on, and of course down in Yale Town where the office was.
Yeah.
But no, I don't remember any issues with any authority figures.
That's good.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Yeah.
We had that a lot on EP over time. Yeah, right. We would get kicked out of buildings all the time. Oh. Yeah, we'd get kicked out of parking lots, especially in the States. It was all just, you know, very officious.
Right.
They get all kinds of approvals and all stuff. We're like basically on the sidewalk, but they'd say, no, you can't be here. You got to move. Sometimes we'd put some of those security guards in the show.
We
would just cover their faces or make something over their voices
fun.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know, we're just out there to have a good time with everybody. We're at game companies and getting in trouble from security guards and stuff. It's crazy. Yeah. What did you think of, because you weren't a huge gamer at that point, but what did you think of the video game industry in the late 90s?
Absolutely mind-blowing, because I was obsessed with film.
Right.
And then watching it, I had also gone to art school before and studied theater, but to see all the different things that could come together in a video game, and the way you can play with reality and all these different experiences. And I think at that point, I think the PlayStation had just come out.
Yes.
And the Xbox wasn't there yet.
Nope. Xbox was in the early 2000s, 2001.
But everybody was, I guess there was a lot of anticipation for it for a while. Because I remember a lot of people talking about how building on it was so much easier and things like that. But it was quite mind-blowing to watch it just continued to, it had already had a big presence, but it just continued to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And then the work that I had, then I was working in events, but they were digital media events, and then watching the explosion of social media. Video games built everything that could be a part of.
Yeah, and I think we've gamified so much in our world as well, right? Like video games are not just an escape, they're also a language that the world is learning. Mm-hmm. And lots of app development and lots of different people are employing, you know, these hooky things that we find in video games and retooling them into social media, into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And so you did a couple seasons with EP and then we started to work with Zoe because we were already working at her, she had a
Blink.
Yeah.
That's
Blink.
The name Blink.
You're right. The internet cafe that she owned with her husband.
The land.
Yeah. And that was the initial set for EP. And so she took over, but you actually ended up being a part of EA for a little while.
I was working over at EA.
I think you did the hosting when they were doing the groundbreaking
ceremony. I was still with EP then.
Yeah. And you were interviewing Don Matrick.
Yes.
And we shot the whole thing of EA breaking ground on their new facility.
In that Burnaby campus, yeah. And that's where I accidentally put the wrong cover of the mic on.
Oh.
Because it was like the fuzzy one. And I was like, it's kind of like a Sasquatch or something. And then it was. You're looking at the footage. What's up with that? I was like, oh, that one's me. But yeah, that was actually very exciting to be, to see that. And then later work there.
Yeah.
So when it was just a pile of, you know, dirt and ground and then. I guess 2 years later or 3 years later working there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that journey start for you? I guess through meeting different people through EP, you started to make friends and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I basically actually asked Don for a job.
Amazing.
I know, which is kind of like,
honestly,
but I had to interview with a bunch of different teams.
Yeah.
And then eventually I got on to a team called Rogue Planet.
Okay.
And so they were working on a kind of like a multi-world it was a very, it ended up being quite similar to The Sims. Mm. So then, you know how like EA was so big that some of its branches, its octopus arms weren't talking to each other
a little
bit?
Yes, that exists to this day.
Yeah, oh, okay. So so then it, the what we were working on never ended up being released.
Was EA the first video game company that you worked with?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you went, did you go to any Radical or anything else?
No, I worked with... New Media BC, which is now DigiBC, so it's a non-profit, not-for-profit government, like we were funded by a lot of government and grant money, and so we put on events to help build business in BC that was related to video games and social media and also like special effects and animation.
Very cool.
So then I still had my connections going with a lot of the other companies. So it was, I mean, it's a pretty exciting industry,
yeah.
Right? Like it's
and it's a huge part of the whole Vancouver scene as well. Yeah. Like Vancouver now, I don't know if everybody knows this, is like the special effects capital of the world or the visual effects capital of the world.
Okay.
All the companies have set up shop out here. ILM and Sony and you know everybody makes their stuff here. Like the Spider-Verse movies were made in Vancouver.
Oh,
the Ghostbusters effects and all kinds of stuff is just getting done here. Stuff we don't even think about, Mandalorian and Stranger Things, like great Game of Thrones, every big thing passes through Vancouver, even if it's not shot here, it feels like, you know, which is pretty crazy. So you found your footprint in all of that. You got to work with all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
That's and awesome.
It's, just watching like also the, fascinating creative people who have the, where do they get these ideas from?
Yeah.
Whether it's that it's a story they want to tell and the uniqueness of the way they tell it. Or it's the technology of the platform that they're working with.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just it's kind of mind blowing stuff. And also my oldest son, he's living in Montreal and he's working for Warner Brothers. He's as a game tester.
No way. Yeah. At Warner Brothers Games in Montreal?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's excited that he's working on.
How long has that been going
titles
on?
Titles and stuff. He's been there for about 2 years now.
So he would have worked on the Gotham Knights game.
Probably.
Okay.
I'm so bad.
There was a Batman family game.
Yes, I think so. Because he says he talks about how he walks by the Batman statue all the time.
That's cool.
Or a sculpture there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So that's Chase?
That's Chase.
Yes.
Yeah.
And was he always enamored with video games then? Was he
always?
Yes.
Both my sons are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but Chase was always very, very into it. And then, and when he was in Vancouver before he left for Montreal, he was working for Truly Social Games.
Okay.
You may have.
Yeah. I don't cover too much of the mobile socials because there's so much stuff on the triple. I just, I can't get to every single thing that's out there.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great though.
Chase is more into the, he loves the ones like the Dark Souls and those really deep epic games.
Those are huge.
And so just as an example, Christmas at my house, this is after the family part of the Christmas, but when we're hanging out, we have three TVs set up in the living room and one so that each one of my sons has their video game on it. And then one is a movie so that I can follow the movie and also watch their games.
Oh,
and sometimes
crazy.
They're playing each other. Other times there's all their other friends are playing and you can hear them shouting through their headsets and stuff.
Nobody comes over though, right?
Sometimes they do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Sometimes the other friends are home at the holidays. And so sometimes other friends come over. But this is... Like when my older son comes to visit, we end up setting it all up like this.
That's so cool.
And sort of hunker down for a few days in the winter, right?
I think that's pretty freaking awesome.
It's sort of like it's like a bar in the house, right? Yeah. Three giant TVs set up, and
I think that's amazing.
And then eventually we'll turn them all off, and Chase will make us watch some bizarre horror movie.
Right.
He's into like especially like Korean horror movies for some reason.
That's crazy. Does he have aspirations to come back to Vancouver and start his own studio, or like what does he?
I think they do want to come back to Vancouver. His girlfriend's studying at McGill, so so they're there for the time being. But yeah, he loves being in the game industry, and he's very, very creative. So he wants to pursue that.
That's so wild. Mm-hmm. Hearing about your living room video game antics and sharing all of those experiences reminds me of early days of EP and early days of gaming. So people that are watching a lot of the classic stuff. That's what we did. We all huddled around one television and we had one quarter of a television to look at to play Wave Race or GoldenEye or whatever back then. It was crazy. It was fun too, man. I miss that collaborative insanity. Yeah. It was like especially with EP, it was like a party every day to go in and play these things and yell at each other. And I remember John Shaw, who was a guy that I worked with at the very beginning stages of EP, we would always compete in Wipeout and try to beat each other's time, which is one of the PlayStation right. racing experiences.
I think there was a lot of Tekken.
A lot of Tekken.
Yeah. It was also who's going to do a chore?
Yeah.
It's like a version of flipping a coin, right?
Yeah, totally. So when you think back to your EP days, mm-hmm. what's a favorite memory that you have? What's one of the things that you think back you had a really good time with?
I know E3 was definitely a really big high.
Yeah.
Meeting people and then just seeing all the booths and, you know, the Lara Crofts and the Crash Bandicoots or, you know, all those kind of things. That was,
you know, it's gone now. They killed E3.
Oh, God.
Can you believe it? It's hard to fathom that something so wow. big and so prominent in the video game space.
Yeah, I remember meeting people that their job was to build the epic giant booths.
Yeah.
Right? That like took up such
to
a cost giant
system. $1 million.
And that was their whole job was just designing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And building that. But oh, that's a shame. That's too bad.
It's crazy. I can't believe it. I can't believe that the video game industry just can't find value in not so much to market the stuff, because there's lots of easier ways to market and hype things up.
Yeah,
but it's the celebration of it. It's like a circus. It's like the festival of the Cannes Film Festival. It's like the same kind of vibe. Like you go to the thing and you just celebrate what this business is all about. So we had 25 good years of that.
Right.
Well, there's some iffy years, but lot of good years of E3, and now it's no more.
Oh, I remember meeting Muhammad Ali.
Right
there.
Yeah.
So friendly.
Yeah.
So friendly. He had been at. Like this was upstairs.
Yep.
So when you were upstairs, like you had to have special passes or something to be in the upstairs area.
Yep.
And poor guy, he's having a tea and a muffin or something standing by a wall. Nobody's bothering him because he's Muhammad Ali. And then I just sort of see him and lose it. And I was like, oh my God. And then he his eyes focus and he sees me and then he just turned into the friendliest guy.
That's
and then
so cool.
After I went up and shook his hand and then I was like, uh-oh, he got mobbed. I started it.
That's
or
amazing.
That one anyways. Yeah,
that's
but,
amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you meet
awesome.
Anybody else? Did you meet any other?
I almost met Douglas Adams.
Okay.
I missed meeting him.
Right.
And I had a copy of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And I was so disappointed.
Tommy interviewed him.
Right on.
I don't know if he got the book signed or whatever, but we did meet him.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I met Robin Williams, I met Muhammad Ali, and I met George Lucas at the very first E3. That's the kind of stuff, right?
I
interviewed Clint Eastwood at E3.
How does that happen
and how does that go away?
Yeah,
like why would you want to stop that, you know?
Right.
It's so crazy.
Oh, that is so wild.
I would see people that are just genuinely fans of this stuff. When you were at EA, though, that must have happened a little bit. Did you have people coming into the studio and doing tours and stuff?
There was. I know that Mixmaster Mike from the Beastie Boys came through, but I didn't get to see him. Trying to side down. There was where the studio in the basement is, the sound studio.
Yes.
I would be like, oh.
That's crazy.
But I couldn't really get there. But I think there was, but I'm... My memory is just like
it's a long time ago.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
This is the what I do every day,
right?
And I look at this footage all the time, and we clip from it, and now we're showing all these classic episodes, so it's a little more present in my mind. But it is so long ago.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's been so many years.
I remember doing a lot of sound voiceover stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you an SSX?
No. Yes. I'm the front end voice.
Oh, that's amazing.
And although it was layered through a million things. So
yeah, but
I sounded ultra cool.
You're the front end voice in
and my kids,
SSX.
Yeah, and so it was fascinating to see then my kids growing up and then getting that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were all like, oh my God, that's you? You know? I was like, yeah, claim to fame.
Did you have the pull to want to keep going in games? Or did the new media, the BC new media stuff?
I ended up heading more into the new media scene.
Yeah.
And also doing a lot of the mom thing. I was...
Oh, of course.
I needed work that would give me that freedom to stay at home at times.
In those days, it was crunch all the time on games, right?
The
schedules were tighter and you were expected to be there. There was no work from home. Internet service wasn't like it is now.
No.
So you'd
no.
have to be there all the time.
So,
yeah.
so that's why the event yeah. the event stuff really worked, because that was a lot. We would still meet up in person, but a lot of it was phone calls and emails from home. So right. I was able to do a lot of that, which right. was great. And then, you know, then you have the conference itself, which was, you know, like 5 days long and you're
yeah.
on site or something. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
That real worked well.
Have you kept in contact with people from the gaming world and stayed in touch with people and still,
you know,
see
I think that's kind of the drawback of Facebook and Instagram and
right.
stuff. It's the illusion of a connection,
right.
but you're not really actually meeting up with people. I mean, I'm still connected and some people will share jokes and I'm mostly a joke hound. I like just searching, like
yeah.
when people would say funny things and
yeah.
stuff. But, yeah, I miss a bunch of the people that, especially a bunch of the artists I worked with ADA. They were so much fun.
Yeah. Do you still yeah. do that stuff then? Are you still?
I'm doing astrology now.
Okay.
So I am do one-to-one readings with people, and I do horoscope columns. As you know, my mother also, my mother, Georgia Nichols, writes horoscope columns. So
yeah.
I come by it honestly.
That's
and,
awesome.
And yeah. And so that's kind of where things have gone for me.
That's what's
yeah.
so wild. Mm-hmm. Was mm-hmm. that in the cards? No pun intended. All the way along.
I was doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it. And then we had a bit of a dearth of events.
Yeah.
Kind of around like after 2008.
Yeah.
There was like a whole bunch of places that used to be our big funders. That, you know, you get like a big
yeah.
sponsor on, and then
yeah.
once you got then. That pays for the early days of the planning and all
yes,
that, right?
Yes.
And so
it dried up
was,
a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah. around then, because then I've been doing astrology solely since 2012.
Mm.
So
wow.
It yeah, it's been. Mm-hmm.
That's cool though.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Was it
it's
a
fun.
Path that you saw for yourself when you were younger, or is it something that?
When I was younger, no,
yeah.
no. But I was always interested in it.
Yeah.
Always interested in the mystical and yeah. People. And,
your mom's famous yeah. in Vancouver, by the
yeah.
way.
She's yeah.
she's been an astrologist in Vancouver for the province.
Yeah, for the province, and she's the widest read astrologer across Canada.
Which is
and
amazing.
And she's in the U.S. as well. But
yeah.
yeah.
And she's
yeah.
a wonderful person, too. I've met her a couple times.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
delightful. My mom was huge on astrology and stuff and read tarot cards and all that stuff. So
right.
I grew up around all of that stuff
right on.
All the time.
Yeah. yeah.
And felt right at home with your mom. So it's really cool that you're
yeah.
following in her footsteps. And what's that like for you?
You know, I guess I always just dreamed of being in a creative business,
sure.
really. So
yeah.
like I was why art school, theater, the film industry, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I didn't exactly picture it, but I mean, when I look at my chart, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that, you know, but it's a lot of the one-to-one connections with people it's really fulfilling working with somebody. We kind of unwind what's going on in their world.
Is your mom still writing?
She is.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
she still
amazing.
She still does tons of writing. She writes a number of columns, some that are only in the US and some that are here. She so daily and weekly columns.
That's
yeah.
wild.
Yeah.
That's
so
wild.
I do a monthly. She's not doing a monthly. So that's the one I'm doing.
I totally yeah. feel what you say about the social circle and Facebook and all of that stuff. I just
right.
interviewed Chris Taylor. I don't know if you
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Gas powered games.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that still going?
No,
oh,
he has moved on. He works
right,
in the television industry now, of all
oh,
things.
Wow.
He's at
okay.
Como in Seattle. And that was a wild conversation. And you're so right, because, you know, we are all connected digitally.
Yeah.
And you think you're up to speed with everybody, but it's
yeah.
you're really not until you do this.
Yes.
Right?
It's very true.
You got to
yeah.
do this.
Yeah.
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 So I'm super, super grateful that we got to do this.
Me too.
And there's
going to
be a whole bunch of people out there, because you know what's happening now is a lot of people that have watched EP this whole time, they have kids. And they're watching it
yeah.
with their kids, and they're showing these classic episodes to their children. So
yeah.
there's going to be a whole bunch of new people that are going to just
yeah.
get to know
well,
you
I'm show
and
this
see
to my
you.
Kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Have you never, I guess they've been.
They've seen some of it.
They've
yeah.
seen some of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely amazing on the show. And it's delightful to see it again and to see your talent and your charm and just the way that you just, you know, put everybody at ease. That's not easy to do, by the way. You know, I learned a lot from watching you, and I had to do a little bit of that. I mean, I could put the developers at ease because I'm in my nerd world, and I, you know, I'm just
right.
talking about all that stuff.
Right.
But when you're walking up to total strangers and asking them to do things and they do, That's
well, when you get
tricky.
A camera, people do all kinds
well,
of
well, you knew that before yeah. I did. That's awesome, though.
But Victor, you're amazing. You've been working on this for, you started it. You've been working on it for so long. You have dedicated so much to it, so much creativity and insight and ideas and the, you know, through ups and downs and all kinds of experiences. Like truly, I think you're amazing that and you've created a fascinating world and a fascinating life to meet all these incredible people and talk about your passion for games.
Well, it's, I'm like you. It's all incredibly inspiring. I started out as an actor too, and I wanted to act, and then I had always had these game passions. And I thought, how do I combine all of that? And what's been amazing for me is to meet inspiring, creative people that get up out of bed out of every day and try to entertain everybody. And that's hard to do. And I just respect it so much. And I'm always, you know, inspired by the people that I talk to and grateful as hell. And, you know, we would not have gotten anywhere with any of this without the team that we assembled. And you're a part of that. And you're part of the jigsaw puzzle that Electric Playground is, and I'm so freaking proud of it. You know, that's what's I wasn't aware of as a not a kid, but as a young man, sort of trying to figure out what this was going to be. Is just how immensely proud of the people that I was able to collaborate with. I would be, and I am, and it's incredible. So, thank you. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for doing this. And
my pleasure, Victor. My pleasure.
Thank you for being part of the EP family. Mm-hmm. Kelly Benson, everybody.
Victor Lucas.
Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for following along with the classic episodes. If you're not already, they premiere every Saturday morning at 9:00 Pacific, and love to see you there. Kelly, you were fantastic. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you soon. And until then, play forever.